Thank you, sir.
Hi there, Mickey. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Scott wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of our service, of course, to answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a very reduced rate for your well-established business. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far? Sure.
Hanging in there so far.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and, well, congratulations on the success of your company, 30 years. You do qualify for a legacy rate. That is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. We do prefer to work with companies that are a little bit more established, companies that, you know, kind of have their ducks in a row, know what they're doing, can, you know, provide a quality service. Now, what you'll love about the service that we provide is you're not paying for a lead. You're not chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. You're not kind of almost forced to follow up with every lead that you get and take everything that turns into work, whether it's ideal or not, because the calls will come to you. You can pick and choose, you know, the residential job that you can get done quickly, move on to the next one, kind of focus on those smaller jobs that you're able to do right there in your wheelhouse. The best part about it is a fixed flat rate. You know, you're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. You're also not spending time chasing down that lead. Sometimes they don't answer the phone. Sometimes they say, I've already scheduled it with somebody else. Sometimes they're just looking for an estimate and not even really realizing that business owners are coming out of pocket for that particular lead. Scott did put in the notes here about the Angies or the Home Advisor. So our service is completely different than that. You probably use Google, you know what I'm talking about, that local map or that pack result. That's where we all go as consumers when we don't know who to call. It's kind of the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Now, we are going to do a lot in the back to make sure that you pop up as a top option. The businesses that are on the first page, maybe unfortunately for you, they're not there because they've been doing it the longest or because they do it the best. They're on that first page because they've got more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. Fortunately, we'll create that content. Everything from a fully optimized Facebook page, Yelp listing, super pages, Chamber of Commerce, that type of thing. It is almost 70 different directories, Mickey. They're all equally important to Google. They all talk about your services and your service area. That's the content that Google will see, that Bing will see, that the search engines will index when someone does a keyword search. I wanted to ask you, though, I mean, it is tree removal still, right? You'll take down trees and even remove the stump for the tree that you take down. You're doing probably tree trimming.
Sir.
Pruning.
Yep.
Would you want to be found for stump removal? I mean, obviously you would need the equipment to go out there and take down an existing stump that was already there.
Currently I hire the stump scrounge.
You do. So you hire it out.
Yep.
So it's not necessarily something that you would want to be found for, although it can be something that you would do. The reason that I ask is we want to make you money. We want you to find the phone calls that are going to be most profitable for you, something you can even do on your own, and I always do ask because not everyone does want to be found for stump removal, but the residential clients that need either tree removal, their tree trimming, no matter what they type in, tree service near me, they get specific crowning, thinning, lacing, cabling, whatever they type in, as long as it's a service that you provide, you can be found for those searches. Of course, the calls come to you. What it's going to be is a flat rate month to month, and of course that means no contract. You can stop at any time. You can even pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. But with the legacy rate, and that is a huge savings, that is, well, it's a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. It does save you exactly $200 a month. Mickey, it would bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 to a flat rate of just $199. That would be the exact amount. No taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. Of course, the calls come to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Scott put in the note, you're kind of retirement age, so you kind of don't want to be inundated with work, but this is going to get you a, kind of a steady stream of phone calls, you know, residential clients needing your service. The best part about it is by the time they call you, they will have already seen a website for you. So they'll know about your company, they'll know about your experience, they'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for, they're not wasting your time. Basically, they're going to call you already thinking if you're available to do the job, and if they consider your price to be fair, they'll want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Now, being that it is a month-to-month service with those direct calls kind of allowing you to pick and choose the job that's going to be best for you, for your time, and make you the money, is that something you would want for your business at this point?
Basically, I've never really had to advertise in this business.
Sure.
I've done everything by word of mouth most of my life.
Sure, of course.
And
yeah,
it keeps me pretty busy just the way it is. But
I noticed that in the notes here. Looks like we reached out to you when this position was available last, which was mid-November of 2021. You actually spoke with Doug that day, and his notes were that you stay pretty busy, you don't see a need to pay for SEO. But at the same time, I think you were using the Home Advisor. Scott says you're not using that anymore. You know, obviously experience, people know about you, but not everyone does. And when people don't know who to call, they Google it, right? Nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the Yellow Pages anymore. We just jump on our smartphone or hop on a computer. So if you're able to take on more work, if you see a value to kind of picking and choosing the work that's going to be most profitable for you, this is a good thing to do, you know? Well, let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, the return on investment is the most important thing. And, I mean, let's be honest, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You wouldn't need to do 15 jobs just to break even or be profitable at that $199. But you know, being that you are really kind of wanting to be selective with the work that you take, if we can make this even a little bit more affordable for you, the one price that I've got in my system that's actually lower than a legacy rate is officially coded as a friends and family rate. Now, I'm not going to, you know, tell my boss that you're a family friend or a cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that, but I would be honest with him. You know, you're a very well-established company. You tried the Angie's or Home Advisor and didn't work. If my supervisor approves the friends and family rate, Mickey, it would drop it down to $149 a month, and it also waives the $99 setup fee. So, I mean, one job would not just offset the cost, but, you know, pay for our services for many months at a time. If I can get that $149 approved, I mean, that's got to be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity on a month-to-month basis.
It's more than fair in the price. I just haven't decided whether I want to take on that much more work.
Right, and you certainly wouldn't need to take on that much more work, you know, to offset that cost. Being that you stopped using the Home Advisor, I mean, it seems like, you know, you wouldn't even really be coming out of pocket too much for that $149, just kind of reallocating what you would have spent on those leads, and it's probably a lot less than what you spent on those leads, and not only is it more affordable, it's more profitable. I mean, not everyone uses Home Advisor, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they don't use Google, they're using Bing, the other major search engine. You'll be listed there as well. And like I said, it's a better utilization of your time because you're not paying for a lead or chasing down a customer who's expecting several bids and phone calls. I mean, you're a well-established business. You shouldn't be doing that. But the calls will come to you, you know, for someone who values an experienced company. So they will be pretty serious about hiring you. You know, you're not paying for the individual leads. So you're not feeling obligated to take every job. You can just kind of pick the one that's going to be most profitable for you and the best use of your time. And obviously one job's going to pay for our service for many months at a time. It is, though, a month-to-month service. There's no contract. You can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, too. If you get more work than you can take on or, you know, need to pause it seasonally, you can definitely do that. But, you know, the one thing about that fixed rate, and if I can get the $149 approved, it's an exact amount. It would never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And, you know, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. It's easy to budget for. I would would bill once a month, in that case for $149 for the exact amount.
Well, like I said, I like the price, and I'm just now getting back from recovering from surgery, and that's kind of the reason I've been putting a hold on everything.
Well, you know, I would not want to mislead you. It is not a lead-based service where the day that you sign up, there's a backlog of leads that have already been sent out to your competitors, and you get those leads right away. You know, it's a process. We have to create the content. We have to get you PIN verified. So I know that you're recovering from surgery. We can't flip a switch and inundate you with those phone calls overnight. It would take, you know, a little bit of time. Obviously, though, being a month-to-month service, we do have to get your phone ringing and earn your business even in that first month. But after that, with everything all set up, you know, that steady stream of phone calls would keep you pretty satisfied here. Well, let me do this for you. I mean, because I don't know if he will, but I think he will, you know, approve the friends and family rate. Let me just shoot my supervisor a real quick message. Let him know exactly why I'm asking for it. Like I said, it would waive the $99 setup fee and reduce the cost from $199 down to $149, which was already the $199 was already a reduced rate. And then, I mean, I'll chat with you a little bit while I'm waiting for him to respond. Is it Mickey's Tree Service? That's how you'd want the company to be branded online?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mickey, is the phone number that we're speaking on the one that you would want your customers to call? And is it also the best number for us to reach you? Is it?
That's the only one.
The only one. The 515-370-1424. Is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, pretty much has to be these days. And you are service-based, right? You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first. There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online.
Nope, I go to the people.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the Home Advisor, the Angie's, there is a physical address, but I'm guessing it's probably your residence, the 1862 Utopia Ave.
It is.
It is, okay. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if that were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since customers don't come to you, Google would not want to list the physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most of the time. You would only be listed city and state and certainly not any physical street address. Now, typically are you Monday to Friday, Monday to Saturday, when would you want to be found online?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, kind of banker's hours, is that, or, you know, 7 to 7, when would you want to?
Yeah, usually I run 8 o'clock till 5.
8 to 5,
most of the time, looks like it.
Gotcha. Perfect. Are you accepting all forms of payment or just kind of cash and check? You take credit cards? Mickey, you still there? I'm not sure if you can still hear me. I do see that. Oh, you can. Okay. Oh, hang on one second. I just heard the chime coming back from my supervisor, so I know that he did respond. Give me a second to take a look at that. Okay. It says, Paul, for this very well-established business, especially one that had little success with the Angie's or Home Advisor, I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149. With the setup waived, says I'm looking forward to helping this established business to get direct phone calls in a time where just about everyone goes online looking for the service that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time you use a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny, and it's probably true. You know, the legacy rate, like I said, it's already 50% reduction in the cost of our service. It already means that we're in the hole in that first month, meaning, you know, even at $199, we would be spending more in time, resources, and in some cases the direct cost to get you on that first page than you would have been paying. Even more so with the $149, we would have to actually earn your business for a couple of months just to break even on our end. You know, although there is no long-term contract, we have found that our clients do use the service because it's simply profitable to be on that first page. Nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. So I know that's why my supervisor understands why I was asking, and he's approved that 149. So it would just be 149. Again, it does waive your setup fee. It is on a month-to-month basis, but if we can get you a couple few phone calls and get you a job or two here or there that you weren't going to get otherwise, I mean, I'm sure that's something that you would want to keep for your business.
Yep.
Is that something you would want to give us a chance to do for you? Get your phone ringing a little bit more with the right types of customers on the other end?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then as far as an email address goes, this is really more for us to contact you regarding your account, so it could be a personal email. Mickey, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
It's Mickey Lynn. 7853@AOL.com.
And Lynn, is that L-Y-N, two N's, or?
L-Y-N-D-E.
L-I-N-D-E, oh, Lynn.
L-Y.
Yeah, L-Y. Did I say I? I've got L-Y-N-D-E, and then Mickey is M-I-C-K-E-Y, just like the business name. And then I was missing the rest of it after the Mickey Lynn.
No worries. After that, it's my name, and then it's 7853@AOL.com.
7853@AOL.com. So first name, last name, 7853@AOL.com. And then when we contact you regarding your account, we will use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records, Mr. Lind, we will email you, but a lot of the times we'll simply give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
You can call me, you can text me, you can email me. I don't get in my email all that often. But.
Right. Perfect, yeah. And like I said, the emails are mostly just going to be for something we want you to have for your records, something in writing. Most of the time we'll give you a quick call or a text message. There will be a little bit of redundancy built into it. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and send a text, that type of thing. So with my supervisor's approval, of course, I'm waiving the setup fee and reducing that cost to the friends and family rate officially of $149. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. We would schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we know not just the hours of operation you want to be listed for, but you know, the forms of payment you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business, of course, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We would take care of all of that, Mickey, in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, Mr. Lind. The other thing that I would do would be to, and this is required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. Mickey, it does get recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we're waiving the setup fee, that it's month to month, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. I am, though, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, Mickey, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Lynn, give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. Mickey, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Mickey's Tree Service.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Lynn, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Mickey Lynn, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Lind, as the owner of Mickey's Tree Service, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then, Mickey, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Okay. Now, Mickey, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you will, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mickey, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So while we are not saying that you cannot hire someone else, of course you will not need to, we are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Lind, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that content and that information is accurate. Mickey, that's fair
enough. I can do that.
Perfect, perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply and with the additional one that my supervisor is allowing me to do here, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which we're actually waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 25th of July, in the very discounted officially friends and family rate of $149.00. And that $149 is, in fact, an exact amount and a fixed rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 25th of the month, and that same exact discounted rate of $149, once again, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service and offered completely at will, of course, that means you can stop the service altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also put it on pause if you get more work than you can take on, want to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Lind, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Mickey, that's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr.
That's
Lind, do you understand? Sure.
I got to interrupt you. I got an emergency coming in. My wife just fell, so I got to go over there and see what's going on.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I can get back to you in about, give me about 20 minutes.
I sure will. I sure will. Okay. All right.
Bye. Thank you so much.
No problem. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, sir.
Yep.